Sudan and South Sudan are heading back to the negotiating table. The church is taking over education in parts of Kenya, and a CD is challenging Christians to be more outreach-focused. These stories and more just like them are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. African Union brokered talks are set to resume tomorrow between Sudan and South Sudan. Leaders hope to end the tensions that have teetered Sudan and fledgling South Sudan on war. Words of Hope broadcasts Christian programming into the region. The ministry's vice president, Lee DeYoung, tells us top Sudanese leaders have been outright hostile in their rhetoric.
There's talk about cleansing the north of the stain of Christianity. Some official statements refer to southern Sudanese as insects, a plague which needs to be eradicated.
Many have attempted to leave the north, says DeYoung, but they can't.
On one hand, the government of Sudan says you must leave, and yet when they try to leave, they say, well, you need to have papers from South Sudan in order to leave, which seems to be a real catch-22 because many of these people have never lived in South Sudan.
The refugee crisis is mounting. Pray that Sudanese Christians would be the catalyst for peace in Sudan. Elsewhere, construction on a building to house displaced orphans in Haiti is finally underway. Since the earthquake in 2010 destroyed their orphanage and bond repos, over 50 Haitian orphans haven't had a home. So far, Orphans Heart has sent three mission teams down to start building a new orphanage. They're also working with pastor and orphanage director Edmond Fenelon to give these kids a safe place to stay where they'll hear about Christ. Pray as they keep up this work. This is Mission Network News. Moving families around to follow the rain is normal for villages in northern Kenya. Sadly, it's nearly impossible for families' kids to stay in school. Fufa the Hungry started working with the church in Parkeston, Kenya 9 years ago and saw the effects of little education on poverty. But recently, they've seen a slow transformation. The church is now leading the way in funding children's education, and FH staff sees a difference. Pray the gospel advances through this church's example. Next, underwear. What does that have to do with missions work, you ask? Well, it has everything to do with Orphan Outreach's ministry, Undie 500. They're collecting underwear and socks for mission teams to take all over the world to needy orphans. Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says the need's huge.
Being able to provide new underwear and socks, I mean, it's a hygiene issue, and it's also just a practicality issue. It lets them know that they are not forgotten.
Hand in hand with passing out underwear, teams also share the gospel.
Everything we do at Orphan Outreach is rooted in letting these children know that they are deeply loved by their Lord and helping them develop a personal relationship with Christ.
Churches can help by having underwear collection drives. Some even get kids to join in the fun with youth program fundraisers at VBS's.
It's a little funny, a pair of underwear, but it's also something so needed.
Want to donate some undies? Click through the link at our website. And how would you like to have some music that'll point you to Christ and motivate you to do more for Him? Well, the worship leader at Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia, Charles Billingsley, has produced a project called Never Forsaken. The former lead singer for New Song was inspired by a trip to Guatemala.
One thing I wanted to do was open the eyes of the church and remind us all that we are here not for ourselves, but we are here to reach others for Him and to glorify Him through giving and helping others who don't have what we have.
Use Me is an inspiring song written by Jenny Lee Riddle, who wrote Revelation Song.
I think that song, more than anything, puts into context exactly what I'm talking about. You and I are called to do something with our lives, not just exist. And I don't believe any Christian, any child of God is called to just sit here and exist. We've been called to change the world.
Use Me. Get your copy when you help MNN. There's a link at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is approaching the end of our fiscal year. Help us end on a positive note, and we'll give you an encouraging one. The brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. 13 songs about the forsaken and the unloved, plus encouragement to do something about it. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.